from the edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
And you're locked in with the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still.
It's not going in still.
Don't prejudge it, it might actually be good.
Nah, so obviously, like, Manson, my man, obviously, like, doing all the F words and stuff like that, you get me? I just think my man was just vexed, bruv, you get me? And, but I think more, I was impacted by what he was talking about in terms of God, and God not being there, and him not even wanted to hear anything about God. I mean, that's what licked me more than, you know, the this and that and the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what impacted me. What did you think about it?
I didn't care.
Nah, but I don't know, bruv. I think people,
I'm gonna pause for a bit. I need it.
I think everyone has that moment of, like, I don't know what to call it, like, loss of control, and it's just that, like, kind of like, I know he doesn't want to hear about God, but you have to surrender yourself to the spirit of God, innit, kind of thing. It's hard to do in the moment, but it has to be done, innit.
Nah, man. Shouldn't be like that though, man.
What do you mean?
I lost his control too much, man.
Nah, he did. Too loose. Nah, he did.
You know what it is?
It's like the conference president coming up to you now. Or going on like a mad platform like Insta, and it's been like mad. All of this stuff. How could God do this? That's a president, bro.
Yeah, but I think it was more. I think people were getting onto him more for the swearing aspect. I think
they're going on to the wrong side, in all honesty.
Yeah, like, I think the thing that surprised me, the world
don't understand it like that. The world don't understand, like, the values of, like, the Bible and the stuff like that. The world don't only see, like, oh, it's a pastor, he shouldn't be swearing.
Yeah.
From when you talk about God like that, as in, that means basically he's basically created a religion based off like hope. You know what I mean? To get to in it, well, it now seems that everything that is like. Everything that the media are saying, like, is in, oh, money this, money that. It's just being confirmed.
Yeah, it's validating,
like,
it.
Literally, so it's like, literally as like a kid, like, and it's like saying that he's heard it as a child, and it's like now he's still saying the same thing, so he still feels the same way. Growing up as an adult now, and he's basically
in
the church.
From what he says, I think he believes, the majority of what he was saying, he believed.
But what do you mean?
The thing is, so when he's, everything that he'd been preaching, not everything, a majority of what he'd been preaching, he believed.
You should just see Alvin right now, by the way. Alvin's got the Dura gun. Nah, yeah, fresh trimmers and that. And he's just...
Man's chewing gum like...
Yeah, he's just...
Okay, wait, let me
I'm gonna talk that long post that chew gum.
If you think...
What's going on?
What's going on?
If you have a misunderstanding of who God is, what God is like, what he wants, what his whole aim out of this is, you'll be disappointed. Or you may be disappointed. Now, God does this interesting thing of allowing people to have free choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, everything that humans do, they are free to choose to do. God does not compel anyone to do something.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is that the blame for what's going on fell on God. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, is God to blame?
No.
No, he's not.
He's not.
The individuals responsible are who is to blame. When Christ was crucified, who was to blame for that, for his crucifixion?
The people that crucified him.
Was God, was the Father to blame?
Huh?
Was the Father to blame?
No.
Was the spirit to blame?
No.
Was the sun?
No.
It was them.
That's what to me baffles me. So that if, like, if right now I were to stab you, would God be to blame for you dying?
No.
No.
The damn niggers.
You're moving mad, bro. Oh my days. You know he wants this out part out, you know, because he's in mad stuff.
Just bleep it. That's all. But would God be to blame? If you stabbed me right now and I died, I couldn't blame God. I'd have to blame you.
No, you couldn't blame God. But it's like, I'm playing up to the if someone was there, mm-hmm, with, I don't know, a pill that, mm-hmm, could like revive you,
mm-hmm,
whose fault would it be then that you died?
The hospital.
The person who didn't give me the pill to revive me, I wouldn't be able to swallow the pill because I'd be unconscious. But let's say an injection.
whatever it is.
Bro. I went to
whatever, okay, it is.
Let's say someone has the ability to revive me.
With the power to revive you.
Yeah.
Whose fault is it then that you died?
But then that means that my action has no, there's nothing then that I have no power to do anything. So By reversing
I understand.
You're taking away the power from, then our actions mean nothing, or our choice means nothing.
No,
what does it mean anything?
No, because
you're taking away the consequence of my action. If I stab you,
money in my belly, bruv.
Hmm? No, I didn't.
I'm starving, man. I need to eat.
You want some food? What do you want?
But that's not. Let's say.
I'll say it later.
Let's say. But to me, here's the interesting thing.
I'm good for now.
I'm not even going to argue against you because in a way, you are right. But here's the thing. The question is, when is God going to give that pill? Because that pill is coming. And justice is coming.
Salvation.
Like, the thing is, people, those who have been wronged, whom I want to say, vengeance, Revelation says the blood cries.
Whoa.
the blood. Remember
vengeance
when
is mine, just say after the Lord.
Vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
So you didn't finish it though.
Oh yeah. Oh, no, not vengeance. Not
when,
me, Cameron.
When Abel was killed, it was described. God said his blood cries to me, and yet God didn't resurrect him there and then.
Mm-hmm.
When John the Baptist died, was beheaded by Herod, or by Herodias, but Herod. It wasn't like God, Christ could have resurrected. Like, look at everyone that Christ resurrected. For some reason, he left John the Baptist in the ground.
I know, that's mad still.
Isn't that interesting?
It's crazy.
But the thing is, justice
prevailed.
It will prevail. So that not only will those who have died in Christ rise and live forever, but those who have,
hallelujah,
done wrong against those who have sinned and died in their sins will die forever.
Yeah,
will cease,
yeah,
to be forever.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
ultimate,
yeah,
justice, ultimately justice will prevail. Mm. The question is, that it's true to say, oh, okay, it's justice prevailing now. It doesn't seem so.
Doesn't seem so. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
God has to allow every single being in heaven, every single one here on earth, to see the fruits of sin.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise sin will never be that bad.
Yeah, it's easier. It's obviously, I know what you're saying. What you're saying is completely true, isn't it? But it's just easier said than actually practiced, isn't it? Because you know what it is.
100% agree.
You know what it is, bro. When I don't know, someone close to man dies, or if I don't know, something like mad happens in your family, and it's hard to have faith then, isn't it? When Pastor Toby there, he's seeing his people going through a madness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, people are getting killed unlawfully. You know, like,
you got that upside down, by the way. But change after you've said what you said.
Is it?
Yeah, as in the this bit.
Oh well.
Oh.
It's in cradles too. Huh?
I flopped. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, when you're seeing people being like, your people being like, unjustly treated, like, it's hard, isn't it? Like, it's, but then you could say how much harder is it for God to see that, innit? And for his people, like,
it's much harder,
we're all of his people, innit? Like, you know, Chinese, you know, like black, you know.
Why am I not doing race?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
He doesn't, like, I don't even know if God sees us by race.
Like, he doesn't, because we're one human race. Yeah. That's what we are.
Yeah. I think, like, we see each other like, I don't,
Chinese people don't have like 9 fingers, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not different. Like, we can all, like, we can all make babies together, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can all, like, we're all one people.
Yeah.
But we're just different.
Yeah.
Some certain men have been exposed to the sun, you know.
God see, like, the amount of, I think God is way more aware of every single bit of suffering than we are. So that, like,
nah,
I mean, he's aware. I watched someone say he doesn't count the hairs on our head. They are numbered. Well, that is counting. That is counting. That got it wrong. He knows the amount of hairs. Just scrub that bit out. He knows the amount of hairs that are on our head. Like, he knows them. He knows how many hairs are on our head, which means that's how much he cares. That's how much he knows about us. And more, he knows what we actually think and what's in our hearts. When we do something that harms us. That if I do something that's going to harm me, or that's going to be detrimental to me, I can see God going, don't do that, don't do that. But he's not going to stop me. He's not going
to
stop me.
And you know where that leads us to?
Where?
Consecration.
Hey.
What a sexy segue.
Great segue. Pause it there. Hold on.
Oi, oi.
Oli, oli, oli.
Oi, hey, oi, oi.
Yay. Back in.
Back is in. That? Ooh, that's.
Okay, sorry. So my voice is bare loud, isn't it?
No, it's because you're close, which is good.
Oh.
I'm alright though, innit?
You're never good.
Bring it down a bit.
Bring it down?
Yeah, the mic is off. If you're
going to
do that.
I told you, you always have to change it.
To that position. What do you mean? You have to plug your one out and start
again? Shut up. It's not about me. Well, it's not about me though. Exactly. It's not about me though, is it?
I'll have to do a whole transition.
Yeah, because I'll put it upside down.
Exactly.
But now it's the right way up. All right, cool. Let's get into it then. So we're on the 5th chapter at the moment of Steps to Christ,
which is
consecration.
Consecrate good times. Come on.
What?
You know, I actually thought that was a song.
I know, but like, and then also, then it's like celebrating.
What advert was that for?
Good times. Go on.
Now Rogers and.
No, but it was an advert. It was an advert.
I don't know. I think so.
It was in an advert though.
Yeah, it's been in many adverts. Tesco Christmas.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. With like the celebration chocolates in it. Yeah. Oh yeah, it makes sense. Wow, Tesco people are smart, bro. Wow. Oh my days.
Whose song is that? Is it Noah Rogers? I don't think it is.
A man's looking for the actual song that does it. No.
Anyway, all right, cool. So let's get into the chapter. While
Is it Cool in the Gang? Was all right.
What?
Oh, was the song from Cool and the Gang?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I was about to be very shocked.
Wait, you gonna?
It is about Cool and the Gang.
Go, Justin.
Easy. Listeners out there.
If you like, want to follow along in Steps to Christ, LNG White, follow along. Chapter 5, Consecration. Consecration?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So this chapter starts out with a verse, and the verse goes, God's promise is, "Ye shall seek me and find me, and when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And that's in Jeremiah 29, verse 13. So, yeah, I kind of wanted to look into what does it mean to do something with your whole heart? Forget God for
what
a second.
What does it mean to... What does consecration mean?
What does consecration mean? Okay, yeah, we can do that. We'll do that first.
Okay.
It means an action of making or declaring something, typically a church, sacred. That's the dictionary version, basically.
Okay.
Oxford, I thought consecration was...
As in, like, to do with consecration and deconsecration of a building. Okay, yes. But it's the same ballpark, to be fair.
I thought it was similar to devotion.
In Christian belief, the action of declaring bread and wine to be or represent the body and blood of Christ.
I don't know what I get from that, though.
Neither do I.
Is that just Google?
Certainly not to be.
It is Google.
Oh, boo Google. Was it Steve Jobs that made? No, it's not Steve Jobs.
Let's not go for the people yet.
Oh no, I like Steve.
Alphabet.
Made iPhone.
Bane of the world, that.
But I have a Samsung because I'm poor.
It's still, we have in our hands Banes of the world. Right, great stuff, but also terrible.
No, they are fantastic.
I think they're both absolutely fantastic and right, absolutely terrible. Calm down.
Okay, yeah.
Think of like, say driving. Driving has changed since these.
You know, it has. Because now,
allegedly, you can get somewhere, true. Like, it has a sat nav on it, has everything to help you get somewhere. At the same time, though, you can crash into something.
Justin's always on his phone when he's driving.
Is he? Oh, do you claim that?
I don't claim it. No, I'm not. I put my phone down.
Oh, amen. Don't incriminate yourself.
No, I'm generally not on my phone when I'm driving.
Nah, he's not.
I literally don't drive. I put it down on the side and leave it there.
Nice.
Yeah, you're good.
That's good.
You're good, boy. I'm not like Cameron.
Wow.
Ooh.
Alvin, nah.
I've seen
Alvin do it still.
You're the type to pull over in it.
I've pulled over.
Yeah, Alvin pulls over.
I use my voice. I'm like, hey Google.
I remember one time though.
Oh, I just press a button and it answers. No, my car has a button to press and it.
I got a button. Oh yeah, it's integrated into the steering wheel. Man's got the button.
Yeah,
hands free.
I don't text and drive.
But you know what? This is mad because you know we talked about cars, but not consecration.
Let's go back to consecration. You had a good definition.
Thought it meant devoting. Is that correct?
Yeah. In my head, I think like ordaining. Like it's the same as that. Like. when something is holy, in essence, that means it is set apart.
Yeah.
So that you had the common fire and the holy fire, with regards to like Nadab and Abihu and all those and what happened with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that holy suggests, look, this thing is set apart, and we are to be wholly devoted or wholly. What was the word?
Devoted.
Oh, devoted or consecrated or. Holy set aside for God.
Okay. I was gonna ask a question in terms of the Jeremiah 29:13 verse basically talks about the last part. It says with all your heart. So I wanna ask, like, when was
Read the whole verse again.
Okay, so it says ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Yeah. So I just wanted to ask, when was the last time you did something with all your heart?
With all my heart. some exams.
Some exams.
Recently, yeah.
I hear that.
Some coursework I've done with all my heart.
You know, I remember the first day of uni, I was there with all my heart.
And now?
This is a different story.
Wow.
You know when you're excited about something? And I'm excited to learn and that.
Yeah.
I remember talking to people like, yeah, like I love reading. Yeah. Ask me if I love reading now.
Reading's good, man.
Absolutely not.
It's good when you're reading what you want to read.
True. No, it's true. The thing is, there's certain parts of my course that actually like reading. I really like reading them, but there's other parts I'm like the law. I'm like, nah, this is not for me.
It's not bad. Like, man, police officers know inside out.
Legislation is horrible. I hate it. What do you know what it is? You know what it is? Because legislation is written in a way to not for you to not understand it.
I don't know that it's deliberate. I don't think it's written to not be understood. I think it's written to be understood by
certain people.
By lawyers. But also, it's written to have no holes in it. Like, to me, legislation looks very much like, have you ever read any terms and conditions?
Yeah.
You know when you like.
I remember when you
was reading. It's a legal document.
I remember when you was reading the terms and conditions for the service that we use for the podcast, didn't it?
And
you had to use reading it. I was like, yeah, I'll read it. I didn't read it.
When I read the first providers or the first outlet that we're thinking of using or I was looking at, it was like when you read the terms and conditions, you find out that they own.
The podcast.
They essentially own your material.
Oh,
Oh man.
And so they can use, or they are part owners of the material, so that they can use it in any way that they choose. So that if they want to promote themselves, and it's the same with Facebook. When you sign up to Facebook, they can use large chunks of what you give them the right to use large chunks of like images and all sorts for all sorts of purposes. So like when you read, to me it's interesting, but they are kind of tricky documents to read, but I got into it there. Never mind.
Justin, when was the last time you did something with all your heart?
Speaking to girls.
How recently?
I said how recent, you know. last week still. I'm joking. Probably something else. Researching about like the body, basically.
Yeah.
Writing.
I remember when you said that actually.
Writing a book still. Learn about the body.
Are you still writing the book? Nice.
Still going still.
It's not a comic. I'm trying to remember what it is.
What, a novel?
It's a novel.
Nice. Yeah. I'm so intrigued. Stuff. Yeah, give me a couple of years, man. Because novels are long. Deep in it, novels are actually long, you know.
They can be. Like, and people who end up... Like, once you've done your first one, if it's successful, you'll do your next one really quickly because
I'm doing my next one, like, there and then still.
Nice, man.
I'm doing a whole series.
Man, like, just...
I'm so intrigued.
Carry
on, We'll move on. We'll ask about that later.
All right, so, like, it's talking about, like, basically, in this whole chapter, it's kind of talking about, like, yielding your heart to God.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to explore that. What does that actually mean? What does that look like? How does that look like for, like, each of us? So, I think for me, it's been a lot of conversations with God, and when I haven't wanted to yield my heart to God, there's a lot of not having conversations with God. So just basically ignoring him, basically, and like not praying. Even like this week, actually, bro. Just kind of trying to ignore him, you know. Like just after you sin and that, it's like you don't want to chat to my
fascinating,
man.
Though.
But you know what? You know what? Yeah, like listening, you know what it is. This is why I don't want to listen back to the pod sometimes, you know,
because you hear myself
and I'm like, bro, you're saying this, you listen need to live yourself. Listen to myself but also listen to what I'm saying. I believe is like inspired, isn't it, by God. Obviously it's coming from that source, so like it rebukes, man. The pod rebukes, man.
It does
all like, the time. It does, but like, there's always like, we're not perfect, you know what I mean?
No. We're trying
to walk there.
We're on our steps. We're on our own little steps to Christ.
Oh my goodness. Like, for me, like, this week, there are times when I've gone, somehow.
Tell us more, Alvin.
Somehow. You know, there's a prayer. Do you remember? I've probably told you that I've probably prayed a prayer before.
No, you haven't still.
Have I? Maybe I haven't. There's a prayer that I pray basically, which is that any time, Lord, Lord, I give you more control, that like, even when I want to do something, you can, if you want to, that small, you can Jonah me, but not as Jonah-y as you Jonah. Jonah.
Jonah me.
You could like,
put me in a trap house.
That's what, like I've said, if you said go to Nineveh and you find me walking to Tarshish, permission to like small
to force me,
nudge
to
me to Nineveh. Yeah, like, yeah. And this week God has done that every single time. When I say every time, I've literally been like, I'm going to Tarshish, and he's gone, no you're not. He said, but like,
what's the whale in your life then?
What's the whale in my life?
Yeah, what would the whale be?
The whale that swallowed me, oh, it's been several things, man. It's been documentaries.
Yeah.
It's been thinking. Like, I've started to see that, like, I see thinking as an exercise or as a, like, a Like, I actually not exercising. You don't say. Like, like, it's something that I actually take time to do. Like, I'll just go into the car, just go for a drive, so I can just think. And it's about all sorts of different things, thinking, exhaustion, work.
Nah, I hear that.
Like, and then like on, and then on YouTube, my suggestions that come through, it'll be a sermon that I just need to hear just that day. I'm like,
I thought he was going to say the opposite, God. You know.
Nah, man.
I thought he was going to say cheeks or something.
Nah.
Come on, man.
The fascinating thing is, though, like, it's like the more I'm watching sermons, listening to gospel, which I try to do, but then every now and then you're like, you kind of stumble with it, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm like, I've got back into it. I'm going to be reading my scriptures, listening to the sermons, listening or reading Spirit of Prophecy. And the fascinating thing is, on YouTube especially, with the algorithm, the way that the algorithm works, the more you listen to something, the more it starts channeling that thing to you. In a way, it's been a kind of a blessing to, I don't know, but it's been, anyway.
See, algorithm is a blessing. It can be, but yeah, consecration. back on track.
Let's go.
Talking to the mic.
Back on
if
track.
You want, move it, like, boom it in towards you. Yeah. If you want to look that way.
So yeah, so this kind of feeds into what you were saying, and so it says here, someone's calling me.
Camera's
consecrated.
Hey. I wish, bro. but yeah, it says here, the warfare against self is the greatest battle that was ever fought. The yielding of self, the surrendering to all the will of God, requiring a struggle where the soul must submit to God before it can be renewed in holiness. Yeah, so like, before you can become holy, you have to submit yourself to God, basically, essentially. That's essentially what that's saying. It goes down here to say, this is quite interesting as well. It says, the government of God is not, as Satan would make it appear, folded upon blind submission. So basically what I'm saying is, Satan would make you think that God just wants you to submit for submitting's sake, but that's not the reason. And God doesn't want man to do things for doing things' sake. So I think there's something in that of, like, even the Pastor Toby thing that we was talking about, and it, like, there's a reason why God is doing the things that God is doing,
or allowing.
But with that situation, in obviously Nigeria, like, he's allowing that situation to unfold. Everything. How it's allowing
situations everywhere.
He intervenes at points, but like, there's a lot of allowing that he's making concession for. But yeah.
I often look at I always think, you know what, God is so interesting. The reason I know he's not a dictator is because a dictator does not let things go the way they want. God sees that things are not the way he wants them to be, and he goes, okay, I'm gonna let that carry on. So that until a point, so that everyone can go, no one can accuse God of forcing them to do anything. But like, so I look at the flood story, and it says, what was it? It would be Genesis 6, and it says that I left my physical Bible.
Sorry.
So it says, and it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and took them wives of all that they chose. Now, so God's children, essentially Seth's line, starts to, descendants of Seth, or start to marry with the descendants of Cain and so forth. So those who follow God start to marry those who don't follow God. And then that's the first barrier you see to consecrate, or the breaking of consecration. Anyway, And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. So God sees the decline of humanity and its degeneration, so that later on it says, when God says, I regret having made man, or it repenteth, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth, and grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowl of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. And Noah finds grace in the eyes of the Lord. But God sees this, and he doesn't stop it from happening immediately, so that he lets,
he allows it.
Another barrier to consecration I saw was this thing called Mammon. If you don't know what Mammon,
according to Wikipedia, consecration is the solemn dedication to a special purpose or service. The word consecration literally means association with the sacred.
Google's listening, guys.
Google's listening still.
Google's a pervert, bro. Like,
proper.
Can you imagine?
Snooper,
this is
voyeur.
A mad thought, bro.
Imagine,
like,
if it's doing this with the voice, it's also doing it with sight.
No, but imagine, like, if you, like, in the moment, yeah, like, in the moment, and then, like, you sit man here and
which moment?
Play. Like,
Google's helping man out.
Google's helping man out, like.
Oh my
god. Here's a playlist to get you guys going.
Here's one.
That's when you're married, isn't it, Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I hear that still. Marriage.
Amen.
Marriage.
I'm celibate, bro.
In the marriage bed.
I'm waiting for my wife to come for
Oh, celibacy. Anyway.
I just sounded hella disappointed.
You know what?
Celibacy.
Yeah. It is what it is. Let's go.
It is what it is. Nah,
it makes you. It also breaks you.
Trust me. Anyway.
No, I was not going to say something though. Oh, I forgot it. What did you say before this whole thing?
I said, I just closed off talking about. You were talking about the barriers to
God makes it, God allows it to happen. I was gonna say that, like, it would be interesting if you could go back and, like, look at history,
mm-hmm.
and kind of look at, like, the bad things that were happening in that, like, zone, like, say, like, areas of the flood or areas like that, like, natural disasters strike. It would be interesting to see, like, what's actually happened there to, like, make something to make this kind of happen to it, if that makes sense.
Sometimes I think I think there are two reasons that natural disasters happen. I think reason one is, or the more, reason one could be God has caused it to happen.
Yeah.
Reason two could be Satan has caused it to happen, because Satan is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
He has,
I feel like there's three
he
reasons
can influence the elements.
There's three reasons also, because, like,
and
just
reason
sin
three,
in itself.
Yeah. Reason basically. Three, the Bible describes the creation as groaning. The whole creation, it describes all of creation as though it's growing and it's deteriorating and it's collapsing under itself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the three, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but go on.
Yeah, I was going to go back to the Mammon thing. Mm-hmm. So basically, Mammon is an idol to many. So I just quickly searched what Mammon was this week and that. And basically, so it defines it as wealth regarded as evil influence or false objects of worship and devotion. So basically this, so it goes on to say, the love of money and the desire of wealth is the golden chain that binds them to Satan. So for a lot of people, what detracts from our consecration is wealth, is that, but it's more than that though. It's that selfish desire for wealth,
yeah,
and that selfish gain. It kind of goes back to the conversation you was kind of having last week, in terms of, like, there's loads of money that, you know, each of us might have, you know, lost out on, or there's money that, you know, could be made by breaking God's law, and therefore, like, not doing his will. But we kind of have to, like, honor God in that still. Well, that's difficult in a practical level, because if man's broke, I understand it. I'm not saying it's right, but I understand it, like, why people do that, innit? Yeah. So like it, it goes on as well to say, so the reputation and worldly honor are worshipped by another class. So who is the another class?
Say, ask that question again.
So the reputation and worldly honor are worshipped by another class. This is just after it's talked about the wealth and the desire like taken away. Yeah.
Read that little section, sorry.
So basically what I'm asking, who is the class that values this type of like the reputation, the wealth and stuff?
Mm.
Who's the class?
I don't know that it's a class in terms of like a class.
Not like classes, yeah. How we think of it here, like, yeah. But like it's just talking about a certain group of people basically. Yeah.
So like, who is that? Like some are like this, some are like this, some like mm-hmm. this, some
would it be Satan and his angels? Would it be Satan and his angels?
Satan is angels, but us as well, though.
Yeah. I don't like wealth.
My money goes to me. I'm not even that big a money man, to be fair. I want to live comfortable, but
everyone will say that though to kind of be like pretty up, like I'll be happy. I know you're being honest and truthful, but people say I just want to live comfortable at these times. On your wall is like a picture of like some mad and the
unnecessary
thing is, yeah, inherently that is not the bad thing, but I think what the bad thing is, what's getting you to that point, and what are you going to then do with that? The wealth, basically. Like,
I'll be happy with a mill.
I'd be happy to live in a canal barge.
What's going on?
The only reason I'm not living in a canal barge yet.
What's going on, man?
Is because I don't know if it'll make it harder to get married if I live in a canal barge. After first.
Literally, all them girls that were just digging out and just like, all them lights just turned off, you know, like.
A man said, hey, yo, man. Hi, my name's Alvin. Hi, my name's Alvin.
Listen, that's the life.
Nah, bro.
Alvin, don't take me out. Hi, my name's Alvin. I'm a paramedic and I live on a canal barge.
You know what? That actually happened, you know, and like, it was on Hot Property. Philly does this thing called Hot Property. And this girl actually, like, she picked the Don that lived on a barge.
Did she know that he lived on a barge?
She knew, and she found a condom in the sink as well.
Oh dear.
Which shows her decision making skills.
Oh dear.
Mad.
Oh, the reason that she made that decision.
No. Like, that's a bad decision making skill.
No, but like, hope for you. Yeah, but like, to me.
I mean, to be fair, the fact that he had a condom was good, so.
I mean.
Hope for you, man.
I make no comment. But, like, yeah, in terms of. The interesting thing about the mammon thing is I always ask myself what about money, and it's the fact that it's the service of money and the fact that and the loving of money. Because there'll be a Matthew.
So it says it's Luke, actually, no.
This like it'll be in most of the Gospels. In Matthew 6, it says this, verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And mammon, as far as I understand, the origin of the word sort of has with it a Babylonian idea.
Yeah,
of
a
deified,
because it does talk about idols. Yeah.
So we're like, the deity representing wealth and money and prosperity is from where that idea of mammon comes from. But I want to look into that more because I'm not 100% sure on it. But we've
seen that though. Like people don't overtly like pray to money, but like I don't know. Even in your prayers, sometimes you know,
I pray for. No, it's fine. Wesley.
Okay.
Like even in like your prayers, like it can be like you're not even praying to God, almost you're praying to money kind of thing.
Because what do you mean?
Like because all some people do is ask for money. You know what I mean?
It's very true still.
But I at the same time I get it when you're broke, you know. Like I do hear that.
No, I don't know what it is. Okay.
I don't know if that's worshipping money.
I was going to say, like,
I don't think that's worshipping money, but I think I don't know, like, if you've got everything you need,
then you should be content. Should be is the keyword, but will you be? Because you know what it is, like, when you're in that situation, like, when you like, raw, I've got everything I need, but I want more. You know what I mean? So sometimes you can go down that angle.
And then the problem there is, I feel like I know that, it's not even a feeling I know, because I don't have everything I want. But I know that it's a feeling that loads of people have expressed, and they're like, they've got everything that they ever wanted. They can do whatever they want. And then they're like,
they still
want
to get...
Well, what is it? Well, clearly this was not it. This is not what it's all about.
There's something else I need.
And they're filling their pockets with coins, and their pockets have a hole in them.
Basically.
Like, and we do that. Like, I know that I do that when I'm like, okay, this will make me, I'll be at peace when this, or I'll be at, and then you get it, you get the job that you want, and like, well, that's not what will give you peace. Mm-hmm. You're at peace before that.
Literally. I was gonna say that obviously back in like my younger days, like obviously looking at like the good all stuff, right,
45-year-old.
It's very true, you know. Literally. Screen, bro. Don't make him chat to you like that, bro.
That's calm. Stop the pensioner. I'm on my way there.
I'll miss the pensioner of the podcast, bro.
I was going to say that, like,
retirement.
Wow. I was going to say that, obviously, when I was younger, seeing the things of the world, like, just stuff around, like, even Pimp My Ride. Now, like I was saying, though, it's like a thing where I literally wanted all those things as a kid, but, like, when I grew up, I was, like, mad. Like, okay, not even when I grew up, but, like, when I was, like, say around, I'm going to say 24, actually, I kind of realised that, like, mad, that's not the end goal, you know what I mean? Because obviously you hear about, like, the story of that guy who was, like, Jesus told him to give away his riches.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't want to, he didn't want to, did he?
You know,
he didn't want to, so I was thinking, that's not the end goal, that's literally not the end goal, though, because, like, I can die, and I've got riches. But like,
so what?
Literally, so what? And am I gonna see those riches in heaven? Am I even gonna get to heaven if I've still got those riches?
What about riches makes think of the question. What about riches makes it hard to consecrate yourself to God?
Riches make you self sufficient, and in this chapter, it's asking you to be.
Think that. Well done.
That's how I know he's older than me, you know, because he belittled me. He said, "Well done, Cam. Well done, Cam."
That was a joke. I'm missing. But carry on.
But now, I think riches make you self-sufficient. Like, there's this whole phrase in our generation. It's like financial freedom.
Yeah.
Like being financially secure. That's always been around. Or whatever.
Isn't self-sufficiency a good thing?
Self-sufficiency is a good thing, but it's your faith can start to shift from being in God to being in money.
Or being in you.
Being in you, yeah. I'll say more you.
Oh. You've raised some good points, Cameron.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Thanks, Alf.
I'm joking.
Nah, but no, it's
take all that out.
No, but I do think that the Oracle has spoken. Now, I do think that you know, there are certainly principles for how to handle money and how to treat it and what to do with it. And it's not to say that men are not saying, you know, you can't be wealthy and be with God. It's just it does make it harder.
The thing that I think makes it interesting as well is, like, what am I willing to do for money?
Like, yeah, Alvin, what are you willing to do for money?
You know, I'm never gonna say it. I'm gonna keep every single thought in my head at the moment.
I really want to know now. Take out your head.
Just the thing is, I know where Cameron's going.
Just this telepathic connection
of God's the. I know. It's not about. He's speaking about particular people. They don't understand.
Anyway.
Since she clapping to take it out, but I was not saying it now. Yeah, literally, that's it.
But like,
yeah.
Like, I've watched.
No, but in all honesty, people's standards of or people's, not even standards, but people's, what they're willing to do for money is just different.
Yeah. Literally,
what am I willing to?
Might see them on Tory Lanez.
What's the word?
Tory Lanez. What's that one that you had on Insta?
Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez thing. Is it lockdown radio or something like
that? Oh, yeah.
Literally,
yeah,
when
yeah,
he's
yeah.
like sending money on Cash App.
Yeah.
It's not even that, like, is it? It's gonna sound bad.
Gone.
But like,
edit my, it if it needs.
Nah, it's calm. I don't mind it going in. Like, in my porno days, fam. Like, there was something. Yeah, you used to watch porn.
Oh, I thought you said make. I was like,
oh, nah.
I must say he was a director, you know.
I was like,
that's it, same cut. good, Pam.
My mind was like, my mind was blown. Justin, have you never reviewed this?
I wish man could see Arvin's face at the moment, you know.
How have you?
Do you know what it is? I can't lie. Someone told me to make.
I was like, though. if you were, gonna be like, where's the BMW? Where's the? How have you not? How's this not happened?
Gave it all away. Still, it was on lease.
Something light.
Oh nah, man,
I was gonna say, like, in my porn days, like, cause obviously you see like the porn actresses now. Like there was something that I used to watch called a Public Agent. Like, oh, this is where, like, yeah, a guy, yeah, a yeah. random guy, a fam, I don't know why I'm explaining this, but this is bad. But, like, for example, like, the guy would basically say to girls, like, as in, oh, I'm a modeling agency, and, like, but what I've got this money, amount of money here, what are you willing to do for it? Like, then he obviously suggests, like, little things, like, as in, oh, give me this, like, give me that. And the girls would actually pay for it, you know what I mean? So it's just like,
would you pay for it?
No, they would be paid for it, but they would say yes.
Oh, my head's hot.
Bearing in mind, some of these girls would be married and have boyfriends. And then some of these girls will be like seeing their boyfriend after that, you know what I mean? Or on the way to see their boyfriend.
See, that's the problem with money.
Exactly.
The question is, the proof is then that you appreciate the money more than you appreciate the God's will.
Yeah.
Because like, it's at that point where you go,
I was going to say the boyfriend.
True as well. But you
just to be thinking about consecration no more, bro.
But like, at that point, like, because that's what it's about, the love of money. Because then you're like,
definitely.
You know what? Those two guys. I say guys for everything. guys. Ananias and Sapphira.
Yeah.
Man, it's money. And it was the love of money. They lied.
Oh yeah. Okay. I didn't know what the story was.
To keep the money.
Yeah.
But also, they could have just kept the money without lying. To be fair. But like.
And say I'm keeping it.
Yeah. And say I'm keeping it. And then money makes you, like, for example, Balaam.
Yeah.
Balaam sees the gifts and everything that the king brings, Balak brings.
Yeah.
And his mind is like, well, like, and one more, the servant of, I want to say Elisha's servant, and I can't remember Elisha's servant's name. Elisha says, rejects the gifts from, after healing, I want to say he heals, I think it's Naaman who he heals. Or not he heals, but God heals through him. But after that, I think it's the Naaman story. If it's not, then forgive me.
When he tries to give him a gift.
Gifts, yeah.
Yeah, and the guy's rattled, I can't remember that he says no.
Yeah. But anyway. And then
it just shows you that, like, that's where people's mind goes, is in, like, when you do something good and you turn it, when they want to give you something rich and it's like you turn it down, people just become like, rattled, like, so you just kind of see that, like, people's minds go to, like, man, why do you not want this, like, you don't seem like you have everything, but why don't you want something that I'm blessing you with, you know what I mean?
For example,
say if, like, this podcast, because I've always said that if this podcast was to blow, I wouldn't really take money from it. I'd only take, like, because instead if I was traveling far, I'd take petrol. That's it. But, like, say if this was to blow now, like, someone offered me, like, oh, a mil. Like, I'll literally say no, but I feel like someone would be rattled for it.
I'll take it.
I wouldn't take it.
I'd take a chunk.
If someone actually came and gave me £1 million, like right now,
I don't think I would. I would take it.
No, I would take the. I would take it
for this, because like this is God's thing.
I would take.
Listen.
Any sponsors out there? Yeah, please. sponsor this podcast.
Yeah, for the podcast, it's staying in the podcast. Yeah,
I'll keep it podcast. In the podcast. Cameras talk about putting it in his pocket,
even,
you know.
No, but even my
No. But the things that are obviously, bills have to get paid.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But that's what I'm saying. Those will get paid. But when it comes to when it's coming into my pocket now, I want to put it in my pocket. Nah.
My thing is. Money, I should have enough money to sit there.
You see what Alvin and Justin are saying right now, yeah? I don't agree. Listen to them, man.
Why not?
We want sponsors, yeah?
We want sponsors for the podcast, but not necessarily for me.
And by the way, we want the right sponsors. Don't come to man if, nah.
Gordon's gin. No.
Not even that, but just like... I'm not just gonna
go to any sponsor.
Why not Gordon's gin? Hand sanitizer.
You're so dumb.
If people were using it as hand sanitizer, fair enough.
I really hate him, you know.
Hand sanitizer.
Oh my days.
Hand sanitizer that you've been licking off your
sanitize the church.
Some people need sanitizing, bro.
Yo. Anyway, there's a sermon title.
Anyway, let's move on. Cause I got another thing that I highlighted. All right, so a profession of Christ with this deep love is mere talk, dry formality and heavy drudgery. Let me go up a bit. I'm reading up a bit. So this is found in SC 442, and basically that little part that I was reading was basically saying. If you profess God without having a deep love for him, is mere talk, basically. It's a dry formality, and I don't know what drudgery means. I know what Alvin...
Drudgery.
Go on.
How did it sound like? Drudgery. It's tough, read that sentence again.
So...
The drudgery one.
Yeah, so... a profession of Christ without this deep love is mere talk. Dry formality and heavy drudgery.
Right.
So I don't know exactly what that means.
Drudgery means when we profess to love Christ but we don't actually love him, we're working way harder than we would if we actually did.
I really love you. Yeah. I really love you. Yes, I do.
I don't even know that song.
It's hard songs.
So. How can you love me knowing all the things I've done?
And then you show me.
And then you show me when you gave your only son.
Never heard it.
Banger. You have.
Where is it?
In the hymnal. It's not in the hymnal. Salvation.
Let's go on to consecration in its depth, in its truest form.
In its truest form. Okay.
In its truest
form. What had you said just now? You'd read, The drudgery.
The profession, the drudgery thing.
Basically, it's hard work, and it's harder work to, if we just, I say this to myself all the time, I just need to do it. If we were just to fully, 100% commit our lives to God, and just go, Lord, you're in charge, our lives would be far easier
Jesus.
It's easier to be genuine. It's less of a fight to be genuine than to be trying to straddle, to be not fully in one thing.
Yeah.
That's so much harder.
That even relates to even when we do this, you know, because if we wasn't all fully committed to it, it would just be so hard, bro.
Not even just that, but even wanted to be committed.
Yeah.
You have to lower it now. Now that you've got lower.
Even wanting to be committed to it, because obviously there's times where man just come from a night shift and literally just have to upload.
Justin don't want me messaging him, you know.
Nah, it's true.
Justin hates it, bro.
But I blank your messages anyway.
Nah, he does. He blanks me all the time. Drudgery. Okay.
Yeah. Making things harder.
But it's just those things there where
a drudge.
You just know you have to be 100% with stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It almost goes back to, what was the first episode?
99% sergeant.
Yeah. Go back and listen to that episode. Fire.
That's a great episode.
Fire in the booth.
It's the same thing, really.
That is.
Oh gosh. Okay. I kind of want to see where we want to go, because You said the depths of consecration. The depths of
consecration. Okay. In its truest form, like where in the Bible, there's many like stuff in the Bible, but let's not even go to the Bible. Let's go to our lives, like as in the future. Where do we want to see ourselves like in the future?
The future.
Consecrated. Do you know what? You ask some questions like, oh, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
I've never
asked
that question with regards to our spiritual walk with Christ, though. I've just realized that.
Yeah.
I've never gone. Or maybe
that's actually true.
Explicitly, I've never gone true. In my mind. I've gone. I'm my career. I know. I want to be here. I want to be here.
But spiritually, you've never been. Let's answer that question. Let's go. Let's go all around the room. Go on, Cam.
Great. I think I want to definitely be able to know more scripture, and not necessarily to kind of like quote it in people's faces, but to kind
know
of
what God wants
to know what God wants know of me, but know what I need to kind of navigate and say to people, what type of person I want to be. Where else would I like to be?
What would you like your relationship with God to be like?
I just want it to be solid, bro. Like, I just want it to be solid. Like, I just want it to be like real, like it is now. Like to I don't want to ignore God.
Yeah,
I want to wake up every day, whether I'm mad at God or whether I'm not, but I just want to talk to him. And
basically that's
where I want.
You don't
want
to be giving God the silent treatment.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to give God the silent like I did this week. Like, sorry,
I've realized. You know, God is like, you know, I've treated God badly sometimes. You know,
Rev.
I just realized like I've treated him like you know when you like I'm bad at staying in touch like with my friends and like. So that, like, I'm really bad at staying in touch. So that after a while, I'm like, oh, I haven't spoken to this person for yonks. And, like, sometimes I treat God like that. I can't lie.
Yeah.
But as Cam is saying, I want to be at the point where God is the friend who I talk to literally
every day. Yeah,
unfortunately, even my friends who I talk to the most regular, I don't talk to every day.
I need to do that with
my friends in general. But
Jesus is my best friend. Yeah, literally.
I'm not alone.
Me?
Yeah.
I feel like there's many things that I want to do. Like, obviously, podcast alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's going to be growing, obviously. Spiritual walk, kind of like a Bible scholar, more like it's gonna sound mad, but obviously updating, like to pull it on a modern day plane, if that makes sense. So obviously, like the younger generation now could kind of have something that they want to read rather than like or want to view rather than. Just looking at the Bible and just be like, oh, this is a task. I can't be bothered with it.
Mm.
Obviously, there is making it modern, but obviously making them know that this has come from somewhere, something that's obviously from the past. So obviously, like, you can read the modern day version, but also now you're like, when you're interested in it, it's now that you want to go to the olden day thing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how people work.
To create intrigue.
To create intrigue, basically.
What I've started realizing is, I think that part of the... it's not even an issue. Well, not for me anyway. In society in general, reading...
Has gone down. Yeah.
And desire to read has gone down drastically. Like when you go into schools nowadays, or when I go to schools, it's like
everyone just wants
every
iPad.
Library's smaller. Libraries don't have the prominence that do you remember when you at the beginning of the week you'd be like, okay, now everyone goes to the library.
Pick your book.
You're gonna read your book, you're gonna write a review on the book.
Yeah. Comprehension. We need to do comprehension.
Comprehension. Yeah. It was a lesson. There was a whole lesson
on comprehension.
On how to comprehend text. I used to understand text.
I hated it, bro.
That was dumb. At primary school.
Yeah, that was literally primary school.
This wasn't, and it continued into secondary school. Did you do comprehension?
Nah.
The school that I worked at, did I do?
No, I'm lying.
Did you?
We did any of them? Yeah, we did. We did comprehension for like the older years, innit? Because obviously...
Were you doing primary or secondary?
Primary.
So the older years did comprehension?
Like the comprehension we did. No, not the way we did it.
What kind of text were they doing?
Was it... Actually, no. Not I'm lying.
More complex text. Yeah, good. Then that's
no. I don't remember them reading the text, but I remember the teacher like reading to them and it. In terms of that,
yeah, we had to read it ourselves.
Yeah, I know.
Do you remember? But the book was,
solid. This was like, this was year two. Like, I remember year two. Like, I used to hate it.
I didn't.
Year two with Miss Broom two. Actually. Well, no, it wasn't Miss Broom.
You didn't have Miss. I think
it was Miss Murphy.
It was the first year. Yeah,
okay. Miss Murphy.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
But now I know what you're saying. It's not like the books that man had, and even just like the technology that we had. We just had to
pen and paper
more. We just had to, which is why, like, come into contact with stuff a bit.
Man had dialogues back in them days.
It's like I love. I'm gonna shout them out. Lineage Journey.
Yeah.
I have watched. I haven't finished series 3.
Yeah.
Or I haven't. I don't know if I've started series 3. I need to actually start it. I finished series 2 about a month ago.
It's gonna take me a while to get into Adventist history. I can't lie.
Mate, it's so interesting once you.
I'm just gonna be honest.
And then what's even more interesting is when you look at, like, when you do it, have Google Earth open. Cause like then you can see almost the actual.
You know, I can really see him having Google Earth open. It's so cute.
But like, you can see, because like when they're talking about like New Hampshire and they're talking about Maine. Like, I don't know. I was like, Maine?
Oh my gosh, Maine.
And then they're talking about such places, and like, nah, oh, I'm not Maine. Mocking
it.
And then you,
I'm just not interested in it at the moment.
Fair,
it?
No, fair.
I'm interested in history.
That's
itself.
The thing.
Yeah.
The thing. Once you become, I think. With what you're saying with regards to like what you want to do,
yeah,
I think part of it is we need to make, number one, when you find something interesting, it becomes easy for you to make, it becomes easier for you to show other people why the thing is interesting.
Yeah.
No, of course. No, I agree.
So like part of it is like, I think that it'd be so cool if with what, however you do it, with whatever medium you use, but like,
I'll just use TikTok.
The Bible needs no rewriting.
No, I could never rewrite the Bible.
I know that's not what you're saying.
I'll be there for years. And God would confuse me.
Mate. We have lost interest in it.
Interest
in it. And for our interest to be peaked again,
I can't lie. My interest came back, but like it came back because I was viewing it through a modern day sense. Okay. So that's why, like, I read everything twice. So obviously, like, I read it through like my eyes, as in like not my eyes, but like as in read it in like my language, like my modern day language, and then I read it again in like the olden day language. I'm like mad. When I read it for the olden day, I have to get the dictionary up, because there's somewhere that's just like, yeah, it's a bit mad still. So I need the dictionary. But like when I do that, it's like, this is actually interesting and it's intriguing.
Do you find that you like say if it's a parable, you go, yeah, how would that parable play out today?
Nah, definitely. That's exactly what I do.
Because like. Think about is like, okay, if you don't know what things were like in the past, or you haven't lived in a country where, say, agriculture is the predominant.
Yeah, Buxton is the one still.
Yeah, if you don't know what farming is, then everything that has to do with land and animals, less of it that you see.
Saying that, like, I remember I was driving to Derby one day, like from Buxton. Tell me why I had to stop, because the cows were coming on the road. I was there for like a good half an hour waiting for the cows to, like, obviously the farm has to move the cows into the other field.
I
was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And the bad thing is you can't overtake, because they take up both for the size of the road. So I was like, nah.
You don't want to upset them cows,
It's not even that, but like, imagine me like trying to go through and then the cows just coming around me.
Bro, you know, in Sutton Park now, how they have the cows and that. Bro, I'm telling you now,
Chase, we saw loads of deer.
Bro, the cow came right to my car. I said, bro, the cow is massive, bro. I said, why is the cow so big? I said, raw, I eat burgers from this.
I was going to say.
You are my lower being, bro. I'll dominate you. But for now, you dominate me because you're alive. You can kick my car.
Have you ever watched a cow play with a ball?
Anybody got to get no insurance, bro?
Have you ever watched a cow play with a ball? Looks like a dog.
Yeah, but bruv,
I was like, when the first time I saw, like, you know them exercise balls, the medicine balls.
Yeah,
I saw a cow playing with that, and I was like playing with it like a dog, headbutting it, excited, leaping it. And I was like, you know when you think, like, in my head, I used to eat meat, so I was like, Never would it cross my mind to eat a cow or to eat, not a cow, to eat a dog or to eat like a cow or anything, because it's a pet. When I saw the cow doing that, I was like,
can't lie, man, man's still eating cow foot still.
I like it. Tastes juicy, man. Very succulent.
I saw a chef butchering like a thigh of some whatever.
Oh, a calf.
Venison. It was venison. It was Ramsay who's butchering venison. And as I looked at it, I was like, oh, wow, you can see the muscle groups, you can see the quadriceps.
Do you know what? I thought you said random.
No. Oh, you, did you
have that because of lineage?
Yeah. I was like, yo. Huh?
Did you think that, did you make that, it's because of lineage, the mention of lineage.
Yeah.
Man said he was in on the video, just like shepping it up.
Yeah.
No, but if you like, check out lineage on it, like, see if you like it and stuff. See if that perks your interest and stuff.
Lineage journey. Journey, like once you get into it, you will like it. I binged, man, proper binged. You want to see the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and then you see how the gospel is being spread, and you're like,
pause it one second. I just need to blow one off. Get taken out.
But okay, so into the nitty gritty of consecration.
You sound like you're gonna sleep.
No, my eyes are just closed. But like, so what did man think, like, as in, like, obviously being consecrated, like, for yourself, though? Like, where do you feel, like, I feel like we just tackled, consecrated for, like, 5-year plan, basically.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously that, but, like, examples in the Bible. Like, that's what's going next, examples in the Bible. Of like true consecration, obviously mine. Okay, you're not allowed to use Jesus. That's cheating.
Of someone being consecrated. Saul to Paul. Definitely consecrated.
The whole shift.
Because he literally. He fully. Was it like a one? Like one day he was. So but it wasn't. But
well, it let's say, it was let's it. Say it a few days.
Yeah, a few days because he goes to someone else.
He was blind for I can't remember how long he was blind for, but he was blind for a bit, and then he goes to a guy whose name I can't remember. Not Barnabas. He goes to someone's house, where he regains his sight.
Barnabas sounds familiar though. But yeah, he goes to someone's house. And they're like,
but yeah, I remember that story in terms of like because. That's like a marked transformation of someone that was, doing the most extreme stuff, and then
I hear that. But that's I feel like that's for that example. That's like a main example of like everyone who like kind of comes out of church, and like not even comes out of church, but like is not fully set in church. If that makes sense, you know what I mean? Like, as in, they've got like underlying issues or stuff going on. That they don't want to really speak about to other people, but then when they actually like realize, or when, like, even because I don't feel like you can realize that yourself. I feel like something, a divine intervention, has to kind of happen in your life to kind of like point you to the straight and narrow.
Like, she says that later.
Yeah, literally. What does he?
She says that. Yeah.
Because like
the Bible says that.
But consecration is a spiritual thing. It's not something that
it's not that you could do by yourself.
It is a process, but it's not in terms of like it's stuff that's super natural.
Nah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Because how can someone that's a killer become someone that's revered? Basically,
it's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Literally,
it makes no sense. But the thing is, because we read it, we don't actually deep it. But we're actually like a lot of. Paul's right, we're reading the killer's writings.
That's very true.
Well, ex-killer.
But now,
I reckon in giving ourselves to God, we must necessarily give up all that all that would separate us from him.
Yeah.
Big sentence statement. That.
Yeah.
Hence, the Saviour says, whosoever... he be of you that forsake not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple.
It's mad.
Luke 14:33. Like it's such a crazy thing to realize that God wants all of us.
Mm. Do you know, I was going to say that that's more than like, it's more than like, obviously when people say, when you hear that, it's like, oh, God wants us to give up the things that we have. But really, God wants you to give
yourself.
Give yourself, but also leave the things that you've done in the past, or leave those stuff behind you.
Yeah.
Because like, it doesn't define who you are now. Like, just because you've got the most bodies on your finger, you've got the most you've got the most money, you've got the most bodies, all of that. Just because you got all that, it doesn't mean that you can now run away from it. You can look past it. Literally, and God, the amount of things God will look past it. Even though your friends or people who you've hurt wouldn't, God will still look past it. And once people understand that that's the main goal, like heaven is the main goal that you're trying to reach, and it's not like to please people on the earth, like, because you'll find more friends in heaven than you will on earth.
That's what I'm saying again, that kind of goes back to when we was talking about the whole money thing, because your concentration is, when your concentration is solely storing up treasures on earth, you don't ever develop the character for heaven.
Nah, definitely.
So like, it's not even that money is bad. It's a root to evil. But it's more of like, you know, something can like divide your attention, but you can still focus on the main thing. But with the focus solely on money takes your focus away from God so much that you're not even concentrating on it. You're concentrating on getting the next bag rather than praying in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I heard that.
And then like, I find it so funny when people, like, obviously I don't know people's individual relationships with God, innit, but I find it so funny when people do congratulate God, but I always think, do you actually have a relationship with God? And that's not for me to like to.
Yeah, what do you mean by congratulate God?
Like, so like when people like will say, oh yeah, I just want to thank God and my family and stuff like that, bro. Did you even consult God about doing this in the first place?
Most of the time, but God would never have said this. Like some of the things that people think, you know what? Sometimes I think to myself, there are positions that people find themselves in and then thank God for being in those positions. And I think, is it God who put you there? But then I ask the same of myself.
Yeah.
There are times when I've gone, I've nearly said, Lord, thank you for, I'm like, you did not do this. This is not, because God would never go, yep, you're welcome. Because God is not the one. Like, just looking out like, what? It's contrary to me.
What's this guy about?
In fact, sometimes, you know, remember, you know, the Numbers 11 thing where God gives Israel what they want in terms of the meat and the quail.
Yeah.
Sometimes God will actually go, You don't want that, and you're like, no, I really want it. You don't want that, no, I really want it. And then he goes, okay, here you are. And then you're like, oh, I didn't want it. Now that you can't, like, in the end, you're like, you despise the thing so much, you don't even thank God for it.
Yeah. That's so mad. Like a lot of people, obviously now in this world, we obviously desire, like, you know, that big yard. But most people aren't desiring the big bills that come along with it, you know what I'm saying, and the big stress that comes along with paying that. So people can end up dreaming for that 7-bedroom house now, and then they get it. You have to clean it, you have to heat it, you have to clothe it in the form of furniture. You know what I'm saying?
And then
when that 3 bags or 4 bags comes out your account each month, you're like, God, where are you? God, I'm broke.
Because to me, the bigger the everything,
but then in the Instagram post, it's still there. Yeah. Oh, I just want to thank God. And you standing in front of the house, number 18 or something like that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't even have a. It's named. The house it's is named, a name. Yeah. It's something cottage. The
oak. You know, like that.
The oak and the raspberry.
Yeah. Like, it's funny, man. Like, we do ask God for stuff, and like we kind of go back on what we even thought that we wanted, you know what I mean? But God's gracious, and he gives it to us.
Ultimately, God doesn't even want our stuff. He wants us. He wants us. Okay, there are those who profess to serve God whilst they rely upon their own efforts to obey his law, to form a right character and secure salvation. Their hearts are not moved by any deep sense of love of Christ, but they seek to perform the duties of the Christian life as that which God requires of them in order to gain heaven. Such religion is worth nothing. When Christ dwells in the heart, the soul will be so filled with his love, with the joy of communion with him, that it will cleave to him, and in the contemplation of him, self will be forgotten. Love of Christ will be the spring of action. Those who feel the constraining love of God do not ask how little may be given to meet the requirement of God. They do not ask for the lowest standard, but aim at perfect conformity to the will of their Redeemer. With earnest desire, they yield all and manifest an interest proportionate to the value of the object which they seek. A profession of Christ without their A profession of Christ without their deep love is mere talk, dry formality and heavy drudgery, which is what
bit of end
but bit, yeah. Only reason I read that is because that whole paragraph is crazy. And
it also it also says here as well, you desire to give yourself to him, but you are weak in moral power, in slavery to doubt and controlled by habits of your life of sin. You promise and resolutions are like ropes of sand. So imagine you're living a life of sin, but not only that, when you promise to follow God, it's like me throwing you a rope of sand, bruv. The sand, it doesn't even, it's not a rope, bruv. Sand will form, especially dry sand, bruv.
For a second?
Say that again. Make that for a second. It's like when what? Throwing.
It's like throwing a rope of sand after it's said all that, after you've led your sinful life and your promises. And I feel like this is speaking to me, bruv, because.
Go on, huh?
Sometimes.
What's your story?
Sometimes, bruv, man will promise God stuff, you know. Man will. God, I promise not to watch that, you know. Promise not to watch that again, you know. God, yeah. I promise not to do that again, or, you know, do that thing, you know what I'm saying? But my promises, bruv. What, like a day or an hour? You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna say, there's this thing, that happened to me in the past. Obviously,
oh god,
it's mad, because you lot know the person as well. Hey, and then once she hears this, she's gonna be like,
"Oh my days!" You know what? This bit.
It could go in though, but it's a thing, where, okay, so obviously.
I'm so intrigued as to who this person is.
it's a thing where obviously I've done something with it. I basically cheated. I was trash. I was cheating, and then
the person. I love that. You know what, Justin? I love that. I love that you use the past tense.
I have to be quick. It is the past tense.
Because it is. But sometimes you use the present tense, and then I have to then go. Past tense.
Oh, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, this is past tense, but it's a thing where I've done that now, and the person who I've done it to has basically messaged me saying, because he was having a talk, and then basically the person messaged me saying, what's that thing that people say? What's that Bible text? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yeah, but I read that this week. That's the only verse I read this week.
The bad thing is, when she sent me that, I was like, "Wait, so what are you trying to say?"
Who sent you that text? The person who you have cheated on,
the person who I cheated with. Bad thing is, you don't know her. So Cameron knows. Cameron got it straight away. So obviously, she's messing with that, but I'm thinking, Rah, what do you mean by that? At first I got pissed, but then my petty nature came in. I've heard that, but then I was just mad. So, if my flesh is weak, I might as well just continue. You know what I mean? Because yeah. I'm like, I'm not trying to be serious. So I was like, in my head, I'm just thinking like, although I've cheated, like I've done something wrong, but like, if my flesh is not there, I might as well just do the deed again and again. So literally, but like with that, for me, that kind of annoyed me because like, it was like, why would you send me a Bible text if it's like, we're both in a wrong, you know what I mean? Like, don't try it.
Well.
You know what I mean? Like, don't drop it if you're not serious yourself. So yeah,
I do hear that. I've kind of done the same thing. Yeah. Like I remember, like
what's going on? Spill the beans. I've got a cup and saucer here.
I'm so serious, bro.
It's all coming out now.
Spill the tea. Here's a cup and saucer,
bro. I'm going out with this girl now. Yeah. Obviously, like yeah, I didn't really like her like that too. So.
The truth's coming out.
Well, yeah, I just remember, bruv, like, obviously, certain, yeah, so whatever.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just remember, like, sending her, like, yeah, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the thing is with me, like, I always know when I'm doing wrong, bruv.
Yeah.
And sometimes it comes out of, like, yeah, I'm doing wrong now, but I just need to let you know where my head's at, you know what I'm saying?
Wrong, let you know that I'm doing wrong.
But, yeah, that's. So like, yeah, I do, and the thing is, I wasn't trying to make her feel bad or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
Cameron, you did.
No, I don't think I made her feel bad. Innit? I don't think I made her feel bad. Hopefully not.
I'm joking. I'm
just being honest.
Because we was both in it together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but, no, I hear that.
Yeah, bro.
it's one of those ones where like when you're now like trying to be 100%, or when you're being serious now, you just kind of remember these things, and it's like, raw. The past, your past self, to the person who you're trying to be, or
and
trying
to reach. Do you know what it is now, as well? Do you know what it is for me?
Who you're going to become?
Yeah, it's literally a madness.
Well, do you know what it is as well for me? Because obviously, I've always kind of been involved in church stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you, not always, like not since I was been zero, but like
I've been
active in it in church. So I've always kind of been like, I don't want to be like those people that, you know, a madness comes thing, out and do another thing and be contradictory, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But even though that's how I've basically lived my life, you know what I'm saying? Like, even doing this and it doesn't mean that I don't want man to get the impression that just because man do this podcast or whatever, man aren't still really struggling with
sin,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely,
bro. We're just here doing a podcast.
We're trying to speak into existence.
You're trying to
we ain't trying to speak into existence.
We're trying to speak the good in our lives into existence.
Yeah,
like the fact that we're trying to change. That's what I mean. I'm trying to speak that into existence.
And there's also stuff that we do better in, and stuff that we don't
that
do.
And that are fights harder. That are harder
than others.
Than others to win.
But
what I realize is, it's like,
I have to pray twice or three times. Four, five.
My thing is like, okay, my thing is, if is okay, I know. I need to get away from doing that, but number one, we can't like being self-reliant. That first sentence, whilst we rely on ourselves and our own efforts to obey God's law. Like, somehow, oftentimes we get it twisted and retwisted and twisted and twisted again, that we're gonna fight our way to obeying God's law, and it does not work like that.
That's the biggest lie, you know.
It's impossible. The only way that you obey someone,
it works for about an hour. Trust me, I know.
I was gonna say 10 minutes, brother. It works for 10 minutes. Yeah.
The only way it works is I have to come to a point where I love God, and you see, saying that is so. To say love God, what does that even mean?
But loving, saying that you love someone, and actually doing it. Because I'm the man now, yeah.
No, okay. But that's my question. What does it mean to love God?
I know, but I'm gonna take it to like personally. You know what I'm saying? Like in terms of, you can say, like, you hear bare people say, "Yeah, I love this person, I love this person, whatever." But what is the connection to the word and to the action? Because the word has some degree of action. Now, obviously, love looks different. Like, some people like to be communicated with every single day, innit? Others don't, like, they're not really as much on that, innit? Other people like touch and, you know, and words of affirmation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But God says what he wants from us, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we know that, you know, he wants us to like constantly communicate with him, let us come and reason together, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he wants that. Like, we see it even in like Daniel. Like, Daniel prays to God every single day, whether he's being persecuted or whether he's
carry on. I wanted to interrupt. I'm gonna stop myself. God,
he can never stop himself, you know.
No, no, even I, him saying I just stop, stopping I himself. Stop myself. Carry on.
All right, cool. Anyway. Yeah, so like, obviously, even when you look at the story of Daniel and like his prayer life was daily, regardless of what was going on around him, innit? Even David's prayer life was constant. Jesus, the Son of God, his prayer life was daily as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we know God wants us to communicate with him every day. So that consecration, that letting go of you and letting someone else drive the steering thing, that's
showing,
that's the hard bit. The love, like, bruv. And also, it's like the rapper thing. Drake goes up there and says, "Oh, thank God, red tail." But does he really thank God?
No. Like, well, I don't know.
But like,
I don't know. He might do.
There's words, and then there's actually doing
there's
it.
Action.
Yeah.
So here's the two things that I had to say. I nearly lost them. I nearly thought I should have interrupted. First one is like, first, like, the conversation is like, oftentimes we have a one-way conversation with God, which is that we just talk to God, but then we don't let him talk back. And the way he talks back, as I often say, is through his word. So like, God always knows what we want before we even ask, but God always, or before we say anything, he always knows what we want. But oftentimes we don't know what he wants, and oftentimes what he wants is less to do about him and more to do about us. Essentially, he wants us to be like the quote that we read earlier that says, heaven actually has our happiness at heart. God actually has our interest at heart. We don't know what God desires for us, not for himself, for us. And that's part one. Like, I need to have more of a, it must always be a two-way conversation with God. And I realize that sometimes I need to do more listening with God than I do talking with God. Number two is the first point that I was going to interrupt you for, and I've now forgotten it. What did you say?
Talking about Daniel.
I don't remember. I was on a roll.
Daniel, you were on
Daniel,
a roll.
Daniel consecrating himself to God.
Before that.
The constant communication with if Daniel praying.
What?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
What was the bit that we were reading?
That was time ago, still.
God's will. Relying on self. And relying
God's
on
God. Plan.
Relying on God. Oh, Alvin. No. Hey. Oh, yeah. I was talking about the... right into it. Right? The
I can't take it seriously when he does that. Yeah.
Fight to obey God's law. Nah. Instead, what happens? Okay. Any friend that I have, like, the more that I've spent, the more time you spend with anyone, but friends or not just friends, friends, significant others, the more time you spend with them, the closer
you become,
the closer the bond is. It becomes tighter and tighter. The more comfortable you become around each other, all of that is a consequence partly of time spent, but also of interaction and of communicating with each other, of being intimate. That's the word I'm after. Intimate with each other, and intimate not necessarily sexual intimacy, although yes, sexual intimacy in a marriage sense, but in a friendship sense, there's friends are also intimate, but intimacy does not mean necessarily physical.
Yeah, 100%.
So But we are, I am, let me not talk about we, I need to become more intimate with God. That's, and as a result of being more intimate with God, then I begin to truly love him. Like, that's why I say to myself, well, what does it mean to love God? It's like, if I love him, then what he wants me to do, I do. I just do because I love him. And because I know it's like, I know it's better for me. If there's something that I go, God wants me to do this, but I'm like, I don't think that's good enough for me. God loves me so much that he'll let me go, oh, you think it's not, you think I have your worst interest at heart? Okay, you go ahead, you do that. And then at some point, I'll, like an idiot, realize actually God always had my interest at heart. I shouldn't have done what I wanted to do. Yeah,
100%.
But like, it's a sense of like, we cannot, then as a result of that intimacy and that always wanting to be with God and always him being the first thought that's on our mind with most things, or everything really should be everything, then the consequence of that is following his law becomes the opposite of what this is, the opposite of the struggle becomes, it becomes easier and easier. So we rely upon our own effort to obey God's will. There's still effort, or the effort is I surrender. But afterwards, it becomes a joy. And that's my 5-year plan with regards to my relationship. Well, that's what I want it to be, but anyway.
Surrender. So, like, okay, towards the end of the thing, well, basically the end, it says, many will be lost hoping and desiring to be Christians. They did not come to the point of yielding, which is what you were talking about, to the will of God. They did not now choose to be Christians. Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Well, go on. You had a thought about it. I haven't thought about it.
Oh, you don't have a thought.
I had a thought about it.
What paragraph is that?
The last bit threw me off. I can't lie.
What paragraph is that?
It's the last part. It's
I just saw the right word.
47.2. SC 47.2.
It contrasts two things, which I realise now. The first time I read it, or the first time we listened to it, I was like, wow. There's a difference between desire and choosing. There's a difference between desiring something. Like, you know, there's a part, like, you know those things that you read?
Mm-hmm.
Like those quotes on Instagram, and it'll be in nice background, and it'll be bright, it'll be
white.
One of them is like, it says, I don't know what to say. It says something like, if you don't do anything about your dream, it'll stay a dream.
Yeah.
Like basically talking about the difference between desire and in order to obtain what you desire,
get up and go. Yeah.
And so here choice is. When you choose something, choice is not a passive thing. So like right now, there's an election that's going on in Australia. There's an election that's going on in America. The people who, when someone will ask, who did you choose?
Who did you choose?
They will be able to answer the question, I chose so-and-so.
So-and-so, yeah.
The only way that they'll be able to answer that question is if they actually did something. If they marked a ballot and posted it, or if they lined up to go and vote in a voting booth. That's the only way they'll be able to say, I chose.
Yeah.
And their choice was not just something that they said or thought. It was something that they did. Their choice was, I stood up in a line. Their choice was, I marked a piece of paper and I sent it in. They'll say, my choice was, that choice is always, choice has to do with action. So here, when it says, the start of it, desire for goodness and holiness are right as far as they go. But if you stop here, they will avail nothing. If all it stops as at is desire, it will avail nothing. And then it goes on to say what you said.
Yeah.
Many will be lost while hoping, desiring to be Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that we want to be Christians does not mean that we'll be saved.
Mad thing. It's like what has been said before on the podcast about, like, the whole, there'll be people that say, Lord, Lord. So there'll be Christians and they won't be saved. So imagine, man's been half following this.
Mate.
You know what I'm saying? And then you don't get to heaven.
Yeah, that's mad.
Or you believe that you've been following it, but you've only been halfway following it, or like 20% following it, and you don't get to heaven. It's a mad thing, bruv. Imagine if you stay celibate and, like, you still don't get to heaven, bruv.
Stay celibate and don't get to heaven.
It's a mad thing, that is.
It's possible.
It is?
Celibacy has to. Listen.
Celibacy and holiness?
Celibacy is not only holiness, but also celibacy must be of the mind as well as.
Yeah, I know.
What I've started to realize,
and it's sad.
Come,
you
wanna talk?
Huh?
You wanna talk? You okay?
I'm alright, bro.
Alright, bro.
You know what?
You know the whole thing of.
You know what?
Baptism.
Huh?
Baptism.
Baptism.
Perfect representation of what consecration is.
Oh, like the whole, the new creature
it's
thing.
Death to self. Death,
yeah. No, of course. Cause it's kind of like death to what you want
and what I used to be. What
yeah,
I want.
Yeah.
What I am, if I am.
I think that keeps you from kind of, or if you do something wrong, that keeps you from you reevaluate in a different light, because you're not reevaluating it based on what you want the outcome to be. You evaluating it based on
who you want to be.
No, who God wants you to be.
Even better.
Like, so I do want to bang this done in the face because he cut me up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I do want to say, like, you know what I'm saying? But
please be sensitive to bleeping that, Mr. Editor.
Because I'm angry about what's going on in Nigeria.
If it bleeps it, then it's known that you say it. Oh, no, you have to bleep it.
But that's not me saying that.
I know, but you still have to bleep it.
Oh, yeah, you still have to bleep it.
Because in my head, I always think of the, like, in my head, the podcast is going out to, like...
But let me finish my thing. So, like... Oh, I lost it now.
You're saying... It's more than just
So really, man wanna say like stars like but Nigeria and that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But the way how God wants you to deal with that, like, is vengeance is mine, the saith the Lord, is like pray, like communicating with God. He probably wants you to protest, but peacefully, you know.
The other thing I think...
You want, like...
Mm-hmm.
What my point is there is just, like, your desires still fall in line with God's...
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the other way around, sorry. Your desires still fall in line with what God's are, but the reason why you do stuff and the way how you evaluate stuff is based on... What God wants for you, essentially, over what you want to do. If that's clear.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yo.
There's a song that just came into my head, and I'm just going to quickly read the lyrics of it.
I think that's my final thought, to be fair.
My final thought would be a quick reading of some lyrics, if that's alright.
Yeah, just
it's a hymn called "Take My Life and Let It Be" by Caesar or Cesar Malan.
You know what? Do I like that hymn? Yeah, I do.
Mate, listen to the words. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing. Always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite will I withhold. Take my will and make it Thine. I will be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own. it will be thy royal throne. My heart will be thy royal throne.
Harvey, you might as well just sing.
Take my love, my Lord, I pour. At thy feet its treasures store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. Ever only all. That word for thee.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. Justin, nothing?
You lot wrapped up nicely.
Alright, calm. This has been yourself, Consecrate Yourself, yeah?
As we do ours. As I do me.
You know. Alright, cool. This has been the After Sundown podcast with myself, Cameron, Alvin, and Justin.
You get me?
We out.
Amen.
Amen.